Namaste, everybody, and welcome to the Self-Love and Inner Wisdom Soul Session, which is an opportunity for you to work deeply within yourself and to do so with the tool of meditation, and also an opportunity for you to listen to your inner guidance, to understand the importance of self-love, and to evolve through this process to be able to embrace the shift that is occurring within you by moving to the new vibration, which is to love and honor yourself with the deepest respect, and to show yourself deep, deep self-love and self-care. The old vibration has been for us to put ourselves last. In fact, we've been praised for doing so, particularly in the Western world. And whilst this has been a survival technique as we've come through several generations, the opportunity now to step up has become overwhelming within us to seek more, to be more, because of this deep knowing of the awakened soul, of understanding that we're more, and that what we have within us is unique to each of us, and that we're here to not only transform ourselves into unconditional love, but to do so to assist and hold space for others in this process. So just finding yourself a beautiful, quiet space, making sure your area is cleansed in whichever way feels right for you. Take a journal, something to write on, and find yourself just sat in that space, gently breathing in your own natural rhythm, just to arrive in this space, just to allow yourself permission to give yourself this self-care. Ultimately, the permission to love ourselves is the biggest hurdle. So take this moment to fully embrace this opportunity of self-love, deep, deep nurturing, and care within at soul level, so that we can really understand ourselves, our being, and therefore participate in a far more authentic way to the collective. As you allow your breath just to be in its natural rhythm, we just in this moment are just allowing ourselves to feel at deepest level that we are simply the earth, we are simply spirit, we are this magnificent being, this pure golden light. And as we just breathe gently in through our nose and out through our mouth, we allow ourselves to relax more deeply, to be present, and again, give ourselves permission to just be in this moment with ourselves. And just gently wiggling your fingers and toes, and just to take your journal. As we just sit in this moment, I want you to start to be aware by being present of your heart center. And you're now doing this consciously. And just feeling your heart, feeling this deep, deep space of wisdom that you have within you. And your eyes are open, you're sat comfortably, you're in your natural rhythm. Feel your heart and allow it. You may wish to place your hands on your heart, or you may feel just to sit in the relaxed position, but just feel your heart. And just become conscious of how much your mind, your thoughts, your thinking overrules your heart. Just observe it. Just become conscious in this moment of how your heart longs to just follow its own guidance. And just be aware of your thoughts just coming in and gently dissolve them, allow them to leave. And as we are conscious and we're doing this so, we can just observe again in this moment this inner battle between our hearts and our minds. So we will take this a step further in a moment to quieten the mind more deeply, to be able to listen to your heart. But in this moment right now, just drop from your thoughts to your heart. And within your journal, just to answer fully from your heart, intuitively. Don't think about the process. I want you to just draw a heart, and inside a percentage amount. And in this moment, I want you to write honestly, deeply from your heart, the percentage of how much you love yourself in this present moment. And just now, look at what you've written. And just absorb this vibration of where you currently sit with yourself in this moment of self-love. And just observe maybe how you are treating yourself on a moment-by-moment basis to feel this way. And knowing that we need each of us to take back the control, if there was such a word, that we give others to love ourselves. And in this moment, we need to understand that it is only our responsibility and ours alone to give ourselves this self-love, this self-care. And our conditioning has been always to give out this heart and ask others to fill it up, ask others to fulfill this self-love by being the love that you don't give yourself. And in this realization now, looking at your journal, looking at this percentage, in this moment, taking responsibility for this process, for the self-love that we give ourselves, and take away the expectations we put on others to fulfill this. Once we can understand this now at this soul level, in our heart space, and feel it, not think it, we can start to build this beautiful space within our heart that we've neglected for such a long time without realizing, seeking fulfillment externally in others, whether that's friends, family, colleagues, relationships, seeking approval, giving our power away. This self-love and inner wisdom within this moment is to evolve more deeply, more profoundly, and to emerge from this experience, this soul session, from truly understanding the ability we have to self-love and to care and nurture deeply at soul level if we choose. In this moment, we can observe and understand what our responsibility is and the benefits to doing this. We already know that the responsibility is ours. But to now, on a conscious level, observe the benefits of this, to being fulfilled, to feeling completely whole means that we will then attract into our lives the same vibration. And before, we've been seeking and attracting others and situations that are not fulfilled because we're not ourselves. We've been putting pressure on others and judging them for it, for how they've made us feel. And once we realize this deeply and profoundly, that we can change this and turn this into a positive experience and a positive self-love existence within this lifetime, everything changes. So just looking at the percentage that you love yourself in this moment, just feel and write down anything, but definitely three things that this brings up for you that you're observing in this moment. And then just placing your journal down and making yourself comfortable as we sit in this moment of quiet, peace and calm. Gently relax your eyes. And again, go back to your breath of gently breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath. And just become aware that every in-breath relaxes you more. And every out-breath is releasing any tension that you've been holding. And allowing your breath to go into its natural rhythm. Just breathing normally now. Allowing yourself to do this work, to work deeply within. Using the tool of meditation, giving yourself this opportunity to listen to your inner guidance and allow yourself in this moment to understand the importance of self-love. Breathing gently in your natural rhythm. Feel yourself as part of the earth. And know yourself as spirit, the universe. Just feel yourself in this moment as energy. Yet very, very aware of your physical body. You're feeling really grounded and present on the earth plane. Yet you're aware fully of the magnitude of your energy. And your being. You can feel your heart space. And you can feel the self-love. You're aware of the lack of. But yet you're also aware of the abundance of love you're wanting and willing to give yourself. You're just learning in this moment on a deeper level how to do so. And in this moment, just feel your heart fill up with beautiful pink energy and light. Just feel this energy filling to the brim of pink, beautiful love. And just focusing at the moment on this beautiful colour pink that you're absorbing, feeling, or just knowing is there. You may see it clearly, or you may just have an awareness. But this pink vibration of love is filling around your heart space, and you are doing this. Just feel this heart space brimming with pink light. And as it does so, it feels very cleansing and purifying and just unconditional love. Just feel this filling to the most capacity you could possibly have or be. This pink light, this beautiful energy. And in this moment, saying to yourself, 3 times, I love you and your full name. Become aware of the pink shining even brighter as you say again, 3 times, I love you and your full name. Just feeling your heart space even fuller. And just feeling a sense of contentment, a sense of being full. Of not needing anything else in this moment, but just being present with you. And understanding the depth of your capacity to love that you always give to others. And also know that this never runs out. To fill and give this self to yourself in this way opens up your capacity to give more to others. The difference being that you're already whole and full of this beautiful love. So anybody or anything or situation will only enhance how you already feel. Your expectations and judgments of how you interact with others will change. What you seek externally will change when you know how to do this within. So feel yourself now full of this beautiful pink light as you say to yourself again 3 times, I love you and your full name. Feel the depth of your voice. Of whether you're saying this out loud or within, it doesn't matter. You're speaking to your soul, you're speaking to yourself. Feel the level of compassion that you're showing for yourself in this moment. And just be aware of the recognition you're showing yourself that you even exist. Our conditioning often takes us further and further away from the point that you're experiencing now. The solitude at times have kind of been excruciating. But even in this moment, filling yourself in this way of compassion and unconditional love, which is what you are. Your creation, your very essence is unconditional love. You're just shifting your awareness. You're just focusing your energy to where you need to be. And as you do so, you start to shine even brighter. Your whole energetic system changes, your DNA. Everything within you just shines that little bit brighter, that glow within. And in reality, you attract more of the same. You're able to give more freely without expectations of others to make you feel this way. Whether we realize we've been doing this or not, it's just part of who we are. Seeking. Wanting to be. Once we do this, we can work from more depth, more authentic place within ourselves. What we give out to the world can be more authentic. The damage that we have experienced in previous times that's been caused by the self-pain or infliction we've put amongst ourselves, normally blaming others, can all just dissolve in this moment. Our whole focus has dropped from our thoughts that have kept us in excruciating places at times, has dropped into our heart space where we can feel our heart, and therefore we can choose and make different choices from our heart when we feel this full. Just feel this pink love within your heart space filling up again. Place your hands on your heart as you feel yourself just embracing and giving pure unconditional love and healing to yourself. No thought process, just feel. Just feel the love from you to you. Just feel the love that you are. Feel the expansion that's happening now of just being present, just being. And feel this shining through the whole of your physical body, your mental, your physical, spiritual and emotional, all of you encompassed in this pure, unconditional love. Shining out through your body, through your chakras, through your aura. Feel this beautiful bright light. There's nothing to protect because you simply are just shining bright and remembering yourself as this energy will allow you to attract more of the same. You'll be able to assist and help others more freely, more deeply. You'll feel called to do so. You'll be aware of others wanting this energy from you. It's unconditional and never runs out. As long as you keep the focus to give this to yourself and keep the balance of giving to others, the natural law of attraction of the heart space is to balance your giving and receiving, not to restrict either yourself or others, but to give continually in equal measures to both. The reflection of this process is growth on all levels for everybody involved. You'll radiate yourself as this love to people that you meet or see, people who observe and just feel your energy. And when you feel a time of being alone, a time of hardship, center this energy again immediately into your heart space. We feel everything, which is how our soul grows. So every feeling we ever have has to process through our heart. It doesn't stop the process. It doesn't stop the growth that we have to go through. But by being consciously aware of this heart space allows us to do so in a more authentic, balanced way, observing instead of being in it. Allowing us to feel allows our soul to grow. If we send love to ourselves, it feels nurtured whilst it has to endure and go through the processes of life. And giving ourselves this deep healing as we are in this moment allows us to totally feel at peace and at one, to understand and listen to our inner guidance. We're embracing this shift now that's occurring within us, this calling to treat ourselves with this deepest honour and respect. We're moving into the new vibration, which is to love and honour yourself. Showing yourself deep love and deep respect is not being selfish. Self-love and self-care is essential that we ourselves have to teach ourselves now before we can help and teach others. Embrace this moment, embrace this self-love and feel your heart space expanding. Feel yourself as unconditional love. When you feel ready, just very gently Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. And just sit for a moment, absorbing and being, enjoying this space. And whilst you feel so in your heart space, just take your journal again, draw a heart, and write in this moment, without thinking, from your heart space, the percentage that you love yourself. Just look at this amount and see where you are. This is your guide. This is you showing you. You guiding you as to where you are in this present moment. Observe what you put before. Observe what you've put now. And know that this needs to be 100% all of the time. As we experience different things within our journey of life, we have to work harder sometimes to keep this balance, to achieve this unconditional love within, to feel it for ourselves. It's often easier to feel it for others than it is ourselves, but right now, we're part of the consciousness, the collective, the raising of vibration and the awakening. And we're called to do this work on ourselves, to be the change we want to see in the world. To give ourselves self-love, self-care. Our self-care at this level is soul level. It's deeply nurturing. It's way beyond the self-care that we've even battled with before. Just to walk in nature, to have a hot bath, to read a book, to be in a quiet space. That should just be part of your life, part of your journey, part of making literally time, even though it's an illusion for you. Self-care needs to be at this deeper soul level to feel and to shift and to work your soul into the greatest version it can be. To step up and to nurture and give yourself healing. By shifting your awareness and by being consciously aware of you as a spiritual being living a human existence. We're meant to do this, we need to do this, and we now have to honor ourselves as we step into this self-love to be 100% of the time. With much love, namaste.